7%. That's the number of teams that claim they can track an AI code incident in production within 24 hours. The actual number, measured in the field, 34% could not.
This is the AI Expert Wire. The week agents arrived in repositories and chat, and teams discovered they lost track of what they write, execute, and cost. GitLab published the AI Accountability Report 2026 with 1,528 developers and technology buyers across 6 countries. The central conclusion, the velocity phase of AI adoption has ended. The accountability phase has begun.
The adoption numbers are real. 78% report faster code. 73% say quality improved. 91% of organizations already run 2 or more AI tools in production. 54% run 3 or more. But 79% claim overall software delivery hasn't accelerated at the same pace as individual coding velocity. 85% agree that AI moved the bottleneck from writing code to reviewing and validating.
And governance didn't keep up. 80% of organizations adopted AI tools before creating policies to govern them. 92% face governance challenges today. GitLab calls this the AI paradox. The cause is structural, not cultural.
The traceability triad is specific. 43% cannot distinguish AI-generated code from human code in their own code base. 40% have fragmented tool chains. 39% lack code origin tracking systems. Without this triad, a production incident becomes forensic investigation without a map.
A new study places even more precise numbers on that risk at the repository level. Researcher Daniel Russo analyzed 930,000 pull requests generated by agents and measured something standard benchmarks ignore: how much integration friction stays in the repository, not in the agent.
The metric is ICC, intra-class correlation, borrowed from reliability statistics. For human contributions, 0.16. For agent contributions, 0.30, double. Agents concentrate friction at the repository level at twice the human rate, surviving controls for codebase size, project age, process maturity, and merge path.
The complementary dataset Agentic Flick simulated deterministic merges across 142,000 agentic PRs from over 59,000 repositories. Conflict rate, 27.67%. Over 29,000 PRs with verified merge conflicts. 336,000 discrete conflict regions. Agents that pass their own tests still generate conflicts at scale.
The operational conclusion changes what you'll instrument. If friction is at the repository level, not at the agent level, swapping models doesn't fix it. Real governance is about which repositories stay exposed to agent traffic, at what merge velocity, with what queue discipline. Govern the queue, not the model.
Meta arrived at a structurally similar conclusion in the privacy asset classification stack. The quote is direct. The LLM doesn't make the production decision in the common case. Deterministic rules do.
And that's counterintuitive enough to repeat. Heavy LLM for new and ambiguous assets, then distilling consistent decisions into versioned rules, with human review at 2 specific gates, reference label adjudication and rule promotion approval. The architecture's goal is a progressively smaller LLM footprint in production, not larger.
While teams measure the cost of governing agent code, Anthropic shipped a new agent directly inside Slack.
Claude Tag, launched June 23rd, beta for enterprise and team customers, running on Opus 4.8. The architectural rupture from the previous app, a shared agent identity per channel, one Claude for the whole team. Context accumulated by an engineer on Tuesday persists when the product manager enters on Thursday. No rebriefing, no loss of institutional context.
And Anthropic confirms in practice what GitLab measured. 65% of Anthropic's product team code is already generated by the internal Claude Tag version. That number expanded to support ticket triage, product metrics, and root cause analysis of bugs.
The number is self-reported and without independent audit. No breakdown of how it's measured, lines of code, pull requests, or accepted completions. It's the most aggressive internal adoption claim of any major AI lab to date, but it's not verifiable from outside.
Fair point. And ambient mode is where governance gets concrete. When enabled, Claude proactively surfaces information without being prompted from connected channels and tools, schedules tasks for itself, executes multi-day projects without new prompts. The compliance team needs to verify that exported audit logs are sufficient before enabling this.
There's a real operational deadline. The legacy Claude app on Slack is disabled August 3rd. Admins have a 30-day window to migrate. Anyone who misses it needs to reprovision from zero. This converts a beta announcement into an IT procurement decision with a hard date.
One data point that explains the timeline, the original plan was to run on Fable and Opus 4.8. A Trump administration directive suspended Fable 5 access less than 2 weeks before launch. Anthropic shipped the fallback. AI budget as a control variable. That's this quarter's theme.
Uber burned through its entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months. CTO Praveen Napali-Naga revealed that Claude code adoption jumped from 32% to 84% across the company's 5,000 engineers between February and March. Monthly cost for heavy users between $500 and $2,000 per engineer. The response? A tier system starting at $1,500 per month, with approval required for higher tiers. We went back to square one, said Napali-Naga.
Fro Crivello, CEO of Lindy, a 25-person startup, migrated 100% of Claude traffic to DeepSeek this month. The projection is to save millions in months. Lindy will still spend more on AI than on payroll, but the bar for good enough dropped.
The structural context, token price dropped 98% since the start of 2024. Bills keep rising because agentic workloads consume 5 to 30 times more tokens per task than standard chatbot queries, according to Gartner analysis. Cheaper tokens plus exponentially higher consumption equals bill shock.
Analyst Gil Laurie at D.A. Davidson put it directly. Anthropic and OpenAI's current growth rates are the fastest they'll ever have. There's urgency to go public before spending rationalizes. Both filed confidentially for IPO in early June. Anthropic reached an annualized rate of $47 billion in May 2026. The infrastructure answer for execution traceability arrived via Dapper. DiaGrid shipped Dapper 1.18 on June 10.
The headline feature is verifiable execution. History signing cryptographically signs workflow execution events using the sidecar's SPIF X509 identity. Tampering detection fires on every state load. Yaron Schneider, Dapper project maintainer, called it real-time enforcement. The workflow rejects the operation at execution time, not in post-mortem.
The new MCP server resource exposes model context protocol tool calls as durable Dapper workflows. Agent tool invocations become first-class durable steps with the same signing and attestation as any workflow activity. This closes the gap between agent tool calls and audit trails for regulated workloads.
One constraint that affects any rollout. Sentry now generates identity keys using ED25519 instead of ECDSA. Rolling back below Dapper 1.17.7 after the upgrade is insecure. Teams running multi-version rollouts need to take rollback off the table before going to production.
And on the model front, China closed another gap. At the same time, the U.S. government closed access to some frontier models.
GLM 5.2 from Zipu. On BenchLM from June 18, 2026, a score of 91, the highest open weight score on record. On Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index V4.1, 51, ahead of Minimax M3, DeepSeek V4 Pro, and Kimi K2.6. MoE architecture, 744 billion total parameters, 40 billion active per forward pass. Context window, 1 million tokens. Trained entirely on Huawei Ascend chips, no NVIDIA.
Cost via Open Router, $1.40 per million input tokens and $4.40 for output. Opus 4.8 costs 5 for input and 25 for output. On Sweebench Pro, GLM 5.2 scores 62.1 against Opus 4.8's 69.2, a 7-point gap still real for pure coding agent work. For mixed workflows, planning, retrieval, summarization, code generation, the cost differential is decisive.
Gabe Pereira, co-founder of Harvey, told CNBC, GLM 5.2, you're seeing the first model where it's really competitive with some of these closed frontier models.
The Trump administration suspended access to Anthropic's Fable Mythos class and is restricting OpenAI's GPT 5.6. For teams with long-term agentic infrastructure contracts built on those two APIs, the supply side blinked. A model with MIT license waits on Hugging Face, running on your own enterprise hardware? That stops being a cost decision and becomes a continuity decision.
But for anyone using Z.AI's cloud API, jurisdiction is Chinese law, a risk that doesn't disappear in a self-hosting intent statement. And running 744 billion MoE parameters with useful throughput requires substantial accelerator capacity. It's not zero ops.
Right, and that's where Hugging Face matters here. A single HF jobs run command spins up a private VLLM server, OpenAI API compatible, billed by the minute. An A10G large flavor costs $1.50 per hour. For models this class, two more flags on the command: ephemeral infrastructure, metered cost, no server contract.
Agents arrived in repositories, Slack channels, merge queues, and most teams are still figuring out what they did last week. The number that sticks from this edition is 34%, the fraction that lived a real incident and couldn't track it. Wire returns Monday. Good work.